Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
When we're reading the news, along comes a story. Amnesty International suspends the Israel branch for rejecting NGOs' reports. So, what happened, if you've been following the news, is that Amnesty International, they put out a report about Israel. It's one of a few organizations that keep having to change the definition of things because otherwise Israel isn't found guilty of those things. True story. So I just thought that we should get someone to unpack this for us. So joining me from NGO Monitor is Sean Sachs, senior researcher. Morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. Great, thanks. How are you?
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Can you unpack this issue so that the five-year-old in my brain can understand?
Not a problem. So Amnesty International, the major organization, has had an Israel problem for a very long time. Going back to a couple of years ago, they were part of the bandwagon that came out with this report that Israel was an apartheid state. Again, they had to change the definition of apartheid so that Israel was guilty. They've come out with a plethora of reports about the terrible things that Israel has apparently been doing in Gaza, culminating with their new report where they come up with a new definition of genocide and again accuse Israel of genocide as well. Now, the Israeli branch of Amnesty International, which is its own independent branch, starting with the apartheid report a couple of years ago, said we were not consulted with this and we actually disagree with the findings. And then after the genocide report came out, they very publicly said we completely disagree with not only with the way Amnesty International completely redefined genocide and invented a new way of finding Israel guilty, but the Israel branch said we weren't even consulted. The people who deal with Israel directly weren't even asked by Amnesty International for any input. In fact, the Amnesty branch went as far as saying the little bit that they were involved in is Amnesty made it very clear Israel needs to be found guilty, and that was the starting point of the report. And often voicing all this concern and problem, Amnesty International said, came up with a new bunch of reasons and said they are suspending Amnesty International Israel from the parent body. That is the basic story. Amnesty International also said, it's not only because Amnesty Israel rejected their reports, but they also had to come up with new claims of racism within Amnesty Israel, which is, again, completely made up and baseless.
Interesting. So is it valuable to have Amnesty International Israel branch, or is this a moot point? You know, if they're not listened to and they have no credibility amongst Amnesty International, then is it of any value? I'm just playing devil's advocate with you.
No, that's fine. I agree. Well, firstly, Amnesty Israel is actually an independent organization, an independent NGO that does its own fundraising and is completely separate. It shares the same name, but there are various independent branches all around the world. That's the first part. The second to your bigger question is, what's the point of Amnesty International in Israel? I would take it a step further. What's the point of Amnesty International in general? This has become an organization plagued with political bias. It's got a clear anti-Israel, anti-Western agenda. Even going back over the last couple of years, there's been major issues of the way they run their staff. There's been suicides because people were harassed and abused within Amnesty International. They've never been able to solve these problems. The organization itself, unfortunately, doesn't have much of a use anymore other than just being a puppet of anti-Israel and anti-Western sentiment.
Yeah. No, it's where does it all end? Where does it all end? I just keep thinking it's just growing, and this lie, this perpetuated lie, is just growing and growing and growing and growing. And I keep coming back in my internal five-year-old keeps saying, hold on a second. Prior to the 1960s, the word Palestinian was not used to identify an Arabic people. It wasn't used in the context that it's used today, and that was prior to the first time it was used was in the 1960s. The leading person who identified as a Palestinian was actually Egyptian, Yasser Arafat. And it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And where does it all end, Sean?
I don't think there's an end point for all of this. Unfortunately, we have seen that when it comes to Israel and when it comes to Judaism and when it comes to anti-Semitism, there is no end point. For a couple of years, those who despise us and hate us might hide. They will change their definitions. They might change their spots. Yeah. But the age-old hatred will always be there. And to use the legacy of the late Rabbi Sacks, anti-Semitism is a mutating virus. They hated us because of the way we practiced religion. They hated us because of the way we did things. And now they hate us because of our state, and they hate us because they've come up with new definitions of human rights. It's the same. It will always be there. What is our job? To continue being proud Jews, proud Zionists, and continue to support our country and our community.
And to seek the truth. I think that that's the fourth thing to add to that. Sean Sacks, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for your time
once
again.
All the best to you too. Take care.
Bye-bye. That is Sean Sacks. He's a senior researcher at NGO Monitor.